Welcome to Mamahood is a Trip, the podcast where we fully embrace the raw motherhood movement and all of the wild, wonderful, and why is this wet moments. Time to welcome your host, Ashley Cluck, and buckle up, Mama, because it's about to get wild.
Hi, Mama. Welcome back to another episode. If you're new here, I'm Ashley, the host. I am finally back on track after coming down with COVID a few weeks ago and getting so behind on client work and upcoming episodes. It feels so good to be on again after feeling defeated for like a solid week. If you've been following me on Instagram for almost any amount of time aside from the last few months, then you know that we traveled for my husband's job all over the country, well, really the Midwest, in an RV. He builds power lines, the big ones that you see like out in a field in the middle of nowhere. And I went on the road with him in January of 2018. We left our rent house, put everything we didn't need for our 200-ish square feet of living space in storage building, and on the road we went. It was an adventure, to say the least. One of the most comical moments that I can recall from our time on the road is spending the day unfreezing our black water tank hose, aka the shitter hose, with a hairdryer in Iowa after it came a freaking blizzard. That might be a little dramatic. It wasn't actually a blizzard. Apparently a foot of snow is normal for those folks, and I didn't get the memo. Anyway, Jake and I traveled all over the Midwest, mostly for 3 years before finding out that I was pregnant. We were actually stationed in my hometown or close enough to it when we found out. He was working about 30 minutes away and we wanted to be on Lake Texoma, which is a really popular lake around here. If you're not from here and you know what I'm talking about. So that's where we parked the camper during that job. It worked out and it was a super fun summer, aside from not being able to have any adult beverages. When we found out that I was pregnant, I was super adamant that we could make camper life work with a newborn. And I was right. We did. With a newborn. We brought Oakley on the road about a month and a half after she was born and all those initial weekly doctor visits were done. Technically, Jake went down to the job, got the camper set up, and then Oakley and I made the trip a few days later. It was about a 6-hour trip, and it was nerve-wracking traveling alone with her, having to stop like every hour and a half so she could breastfeed. And I don't know if you've had to do that in the middle of nowhere at a gas station before, but I've watched enough crime shows to know not to travel without protection. I was like a nervous wreck sitting in the back seat, like with a newborn breastfeeding. Thankfully, my windows are like 5% all the way around, but so nobody could see us. But I don't know, it was just nerve-wracking. Anyways, so for the first 9 months of her life, we traveled full-time, coming home basically every 2-ish months to see family and attend like her regular scheduled well visits. And while living on the road, is really fun and getting to see new places is great. There are a few things that what I like to call like the Instagram version of camper life doesn't show you. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So some people are traveling for fun, meaning they get to park their setup in really cool places. Think about people who can work remotely. Like they could literally go anywhere in the world. All they need is their laptop and a Wi-Fi connection and they're good to go. So think next to like beaches and really popular tourist spots. Jake's job normally takes us to the middle of nowhere. So there's not normally a lot to do, especially with a young child. And don't get me wrong, I made the best of what we had around us and usually found at least one spot to take her to spend some time outdoors. The next thing is that we didn't know a single soul wherever we went. Of course, right? And with Jake working 6 to 7 days a week, 10 plus hours a day, I rarely had time for what you'd consider self-care because I damn sure wasn't trusting anyone else or a daycare to watch Oakley. And if I didn't have time for a break, if I did have time for a break, that meant Jake was off work. And I always chose to spend time with them for a family day because I wanted to make that a priority. And speaking of family, Oakley only got to see family members every 2 months. And growing up, my family was really close, and we really wanted that for her, to be around her grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. And she didn't really take to any of them when we were traveling full time, which is totally understandable. She didn't know them, didn't see them often enough to remember their faces. And finally, I felt like my mental health was starting to decline because I didn't have any support. Now, don't get me wrong. When I say support, I mean outside support. Jake supports me in every single way he possibly can and goes above and beyond for us, so I don't want you to take that the wrong way. But his job that provides our lifestyle is demanding. And if he doesn't work, he doesn't make money. I knew that after Oakley's first birthday that I wanted to start really getting back into work because I love what I do. And I had really slowed down almost to a complete halt because I wanted to really soak up those moments during her first 12 months when she was a teeny little squishy baby. And I couldn't really get back to work on the road because obviously I don't trust strangers to watch her daughter. And all of this to say, it wasn't the tiny space that brought us to this decision. Frankly, babies and toddlers are happy and can play almost anywhere. It was me, my mental health, our desire for Oak to be around family more, and our financial business goals that landed us here. Remember me saying, plan is for Jake to come off the road the next couple of years? It's going to take some work. We had purchased a new home back in October of 2020, and it's treated us very well. I am so grateful for a nice home, a warm space to record this podcast as it's like getting below freezing tonight, and a really safe space to raise our daughter. And while it's not the perfect situation would be obviously Jake coming off the road for good. It's what's working for us right now. And I'm not sharing all of this with you to deter you from traveling in an RV, like selling your house and traveling in an RV, because it's fun if that's the route you choose to go. I know plenty of people, not actually in real life, but I say know them like I'm friends with them on Instagram, who travel full-time with their families of like 4 and 5 kids. I'm just sharing the Instagram versus reality version of what it's like to travel for work. That's the key here, traveling for work instead of play. And Oakley and I still have plans to travel some, depending on where the jobs are. We'll pick the coolest spots, of course, hoping somewhere like Florida or somewhere else on the East Coast this year. But we mainly reside in our home, and so far it's working out much better all the way around. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know that I've owed you this episode for a while now because I made the announcement a long time ago. But thank you for being patient. Life gets a little crazy, as you know. I hope you're having a great week. And I would love for you to share this episode on your Instagram stories and tag me at Ashley Cluck. You would totally make my day. Until next time, stay wild, mama.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mamahood is a Trip. Be sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening so you don't miss one Mamahood moment. Follow along on Instagram at Ashley Cluck. And head to our website at www.mamahoodisatrip.com to learn more and get involved. Until next time, stay wild, mamas.